Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We've got the Edwards family up. They're going to be singing "Do You Know How It Feels." I hope it's a blessing to you as you listen. And then right after that, we're going to go into the message we began yesterday concerning His star. It'll be part number two of the message. Hope it's a blessing to you as you listen today.
Missing to hear a still small voice, you just keep dismissing. Do you know how it feels to be troubled inside, to think just for you on a cross someone died?
Do you know how it feels when He knocks to surrender, have your sins washed away, never to be remembered? And oh, that it's real.
We find no mention of a map. We find nothing. It seems that the only guidance that these men had was this star. Can I ask you a question tonight? What's guiding you to that country? What's guiding you to that country? Do you have a map to get to heaven? Do you have a GPS, amen, to follow? An electronic device to get you to heaven? No, friend. We don't have an atlas that's mapped out on how to get to heaven, amen, when it comes to a map's concern. But we sure do have the Word of God, amen. We sure do have the help of and the guidance of God, amen. I'm thankful that we've got a guide just like the wise men had a guide. Now, they were directed by a star in the middle of a time when darkness seemed to prevail. Now, y'all listen to what I'm saying now. Amen. Just sink it in at all. Amen. They were directed by a star in the middle of a time when darkness seemed to prevail. The star was created to shine in a dark time. But they were guided during this time of darkness. And I want you to focus on this right here. I want you to see this. The next thing is this. The star, where did the star direct them to? That's interesting. Now think about this. The star just seemed to disappear when they went to Herod. He wasn't the right king. Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. They are standing before Herod, the star disappears. They leave Herod and all of a sudden the star reappears and begins to walk before them. And then he gets to a place where the star stands. You say, what's he doing? I believe that star is letting the radiant glory of the glory world shine right down upon the King of glory. Amen. Hey, listen, I'm talking about the Lord of lords and the King of kings. Amen. The Savior of the world. I believe, hey, listen, in the middle of that dark time, amen, that place, they seem to not find no light. This star appears, begins to guide them and take them to a place where they can find light in the middle of darkness. I've been pondering on this star for a while, obviously. I ride down the road, loading a machine, thinking about this thing for weeks now. I've been thinking about this star, and the whole time I've been describing this star, it's been so hard for me not to call this star the Holy Ghost. The whole time, I've been trying my best not to call it the Holy Ghost, but I can't help it. Listen tonight, it seemed like this star sure does have a whole lot of characteristics like the Holy Ghost. Boy, I got to thinking. Before you and I got saved, we're living in a world full of sin and darkness, amen. Darkness all around us. We were living a life with no hope, no direction, filled with darkness all around us. Oh, I will tell you tonight, I remember, praise God, that glorious night, amen, when a light from another world came by my way. While I was living in sin's darkness, there was a light from another world came where I was at, amen, and pointed me in the right direction, amen, away from the darkness to the light. I tell you tonight, my life's never been the same since that day. Whew. I tell you what happened. That night, amen, the preacher was preaching. The choir was up singing. I never will forget it. Hey, listen, it was my night. And the guiding star came to my pew that night and began to seem to say these words. Hey, listen, why don't you turn your life over to Jesus? Why don't you follow me? Why don't you let me point you to a Savior that can help you in your depraved situation? Anybody ever been there? Glory to God. Amen. You remember that day in your life. Amen. When your life was upside down, you didn't know which way you was going to go. You felt like if you'd have died that night, you'd have fell off and went straight to hell. But thank God, amen, it was that guiding light. It was that star, amen, that appeared in your life, in your soul that very night, that led you to a Savior, that pointed you to the God of heaven. Had it not been for that, do you see what the Holy Ghost did? The Holy Ghost illuminated the Savior where the Savior lay. Do you know what happened that night? That little old boy, listen, I didn't have a degree in theology that night. I didn't know much about the Bible. I could just about only sing Jesus Loves Me. This I know, but I do know this. I remember the night that the Holy Ghost illuminated the Lord in my life, and I've never been the same since that night. I ain't got over it, thank God, and I don't think I'll ever get over it. That star directed them. The whole point of the journey was not the hardships. The whole point of the journey was to not meet Herod. The whole point of the journey was not the gifts. The whole point of the whole journey itself was following a star that led them to a Savior. I don't know if you ever thought about this, but that star seemed to also encourage them on the journey. It's never no more discouraging than to be on a trip and get lost. Somebody said it the other night when we was preaching on the wise men about them having days of, I believe it was Brother Gary, talking about them days when the clouds appeared. I never thought about that before. Days when you seem like there's something all the time standing between you and that light. But if you can just see a little bit of light, hey, if you can just see a little bit of light, and if you can just catch a glimpse every now and then, you'll still know you're on the right path, friend. I'm going to tell you something. In these evil days we're living in, the church world ain't like it used to be. Hello? Amen. They ain't a swinging from the chandeliers. We ain't kicking up sawdust no more. But can I tell you, I can still see a little glimmer of home. Amen. I can still see a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel. Friend, I know this. Hey, he's a walking before us, keeping us on the path. Hey, listen, he said, I love what that psalm said. He said, he'd make a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Hallelujah. I can still see the lights of home, friend. We're still on the right path. We better not quit now. I think it's encouraged when they seen that light. Over in verse number 9, when they heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and it stood over where the young child was. Listen to their hearts. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. I'm going to tell you tonight, listen, I can say it for sure. I know what it's like to be on the journey and the light get dim. I know what it's like, listen, to go to your prayer closet and feel like God's not answering. I know what it's like, amen, to get on my knees and feel like that I'm not saved. I know what it's like to be discouraged. But can I tell you, friend, when the light of the Lord comes, it's encouraging to me, amen, to stay on the fight, to stay on the journey. Hey, they're exceeding great joy to know that, hey, the light's still there. And look at where the light led. Can I encourage you tonight? Stay on the journey. Don't get sidetracked. Don't let the hairs of this world discourage you. Stay in the fight. I'm going to tell you tonight, I'm sure glad that the sweet Holy Ghost that led me at 7 is still leading me at 43. I'm glad if he led me to the Savior. I'm glad he'll still stay there and walk with me and talk with me and tell me that I'm his own. I'm thankful tonight. Thank God. I'm thankful that I got a Savior. I want to remind you that only wise men follow Jesus. Only wise men follow Jesus. You might not have felt nothing all night long, but I want to remind you of something. We're still on the journey. And we ain't saved by no feeling. We're saved by faith. I also want to remind you that we're not home yet, and we've not reached our eternal destination, but we're headed home. I've not crossed the finish line yet. Don't judge the book by the cover. He's still working on me. I don't know if you've ever been in this situation tonight, but is that star in your life getting a little weak? Is that light starting to get a little dim? Has this journey seemed to lost its purpose in your life? Best thing you can do is go where you last seen him and get some things cleared out. Get some obstacles out of the way. Start beginning to get some things ironed out that you might be helped by the things of God. There may be some darkness that wasn't placed there by God. There may be some obstacles that wasn't placed there by God. There may be some obstacles that you in your own walk have put there. You need to get them things cleared out. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I wonder if there'd be somebody here tonight. I want to be a wise man. Say, you know what, preacher, in this day we live in, I just still want God to move in my life. I want a touch of God. I want the anointing again. I want unction to function. I'm tired of going through the motions. I want God to do something great in my life. I want the power of God again. I want God to do something with me. I want my prayer life to have meaning and purpose. And God, I want you to do something in my life. Friend, come follow the star, the great I am. Remember, the purpose of the star was to shine in the midst of darkness. Is your light shining among men that man may see your good works? Forget man, what about God? Does he see your works? Is there works that you're doing? It points people to Jesus.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.